This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable.
This is All Fantasy Everything, the podcast where we fantasy draft anything and everything from the world of pop culture. Today's episode is our show from Washington, D.C. The gang drafted websites with the very, very funny Jim L. Johnson. If you want to see a video version of this episode, you could find it over on our Patreon. There's a link to it in the description. We'll be continuing our tour and headed to Portland, Boston, and New York. Some tickets are still available at headgum.com/live. If you live near any of those cities, please come check us out. All right, without further ado, let's get drafting.
Welcome to a live recording of All Fantasy Everything at the DC Improv in Washington, DC! Yeah! All right! I am hungover! I told myself I wasn't gonna drink, and then I was in Washington, DC, and I drank. We went to a karaoke bar. We'll talk about it more later. But, listen, I think I'm going to host alone today. Is everyone okay with it? We're finally back on the fucking road, and I'm bringing out all my old road bits. I think this is our first live show. Is this our first? I could literally bring them up. Ladies and gentlemen, you know him as Sean S. Jordan on Twitter, Sean Cougar Melon Jordan on Instagram. Make some noise for Sean Jordan!
I knew the words. I know all the goddamn words to that song.
Nobody didn't think you knew. Everyone thinks you know the words. It's the fucking Wacky Circus Gang.
Let me navigate this real quick.
Go on.
Does it? Yeah? Man, I might take this out. We'll see. We'll see how it goes. This is so goddamn sick. Yeah. Thank you so much. This is so rad. So rad. I don't know. It's great. Whoa. Why do you? It's like a list of people you're gonna kill.
Yeah.
It's nuts, man.
It's all there, dude. Reba McEntire.
Yeah, you got hard feelings about Reba.
Reba McEntire.
I disagree. I like her. I think she's all right.
More like Reba cut the brakes to her tires, you know? Fun. Quality.
There it is.
Quality comedy.
Hangover's gone, right?
The quality comedy of Ian Carmel. Shut up! You know it! You know this cool guy, Jokes87, on Instagram. He's not on Twitter! You blew it! Give it up for David Boris!
Coffee pot drop, I keep the Pyrex popping. Coffee pot dropping, trap line on fire, and they won't stop knocking. No safety on the 40, cause that shit they ain't important. No. Got the J's jumping out the gym, and I ain't talking Jordan.
Yeah, that's the song I picked.
Yeah,
fuck you, man.
Was that? That's not Boosie.
No, that's Gunplay. We'll talk about it in the car. You have so much to learn, young Sean.
How are you doing, Bubba?
Oh man, so good.
Yeah.
We were at Recessions.
Yes.
Yeah, we did. TLC came on and I got on that
Sean
dance floor.
Nuts. Yo,
you walked in.
Never seen it before. You were doing eyes closed moves. I've never seen that.
I was like moving my hips.
Yeah.
You were doing that dance where it looks like you're like pantomiming skiing a little bit.
Yeah. That That shit was so much fun, man.
You had your fucking peekaboo street on up there, dude. It was beautiful.
It was off the chains, man.
I kept singing, "These are my recessions." This is a fun bit for me.
David really wanted to go to Decades, but we had to shut that down.
I didn't want to go to Decades. Don't do that to me.
I believe it's pronounced Decades.
Do you believe that?
We're in Washington, D.C. That's how John F. Kennedy pronounced it. That's how we're going to pronounce it. We will go to the moon in this decade. Where's my Kennedy heads at? Yeah.
That is the weirdest shout out you've ever given.
Kennedy heads, dude.
On this podcast.
Well, it's weird because you're talking about the
Who
old
wants
MTV.
A dynasty?
You're talking
American
about the old MTV
royalty.
VJ, Kennedy, right?
I'm talking about her, yeah. Heart, and she's like on far right. And
which she definitely is. That's
which
why
is
you
what
like
we've done.
301,
too.
Baby. We're out here.
301.
301.
What number are we on?
I think this is episode 3.
I think we're on number lotion.
No.
Don't. See, nobody likes it.
No, nobody likes
Hold on, hold on. Here, be super quiet.
Don't do it. Please don't do that.
Somebody likes it. Somebody likes it. Man, that was fucking gross. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you're a father.
That was, yeah, not right now. I wasn't a father at recessions, I'll tell you that.
No.
Oh, you were dancing like a father.
Yeah.
I love TLC. It was
I
so
know
sick.
You do. I love that you love TLC.
We're in Washington, D.C. We're in the DMV. We had to bring one of the DMV's favorite sons to join us here on stage.
We woke up Joe Biden.
We woke him up. We knocked on the fucking door and said, "Are you high? Because these gas prices are, Bubba."
I just kept saying APR, like I know what that means. Yeah. I was like, "Lower the APR."
You own a home.
I pay rent to my wife who owns a home. I don't even know what our mortgage is. Somebody asked me the other day, I was like, I don't know. And I said like roughly what it is, and they're like, you should probably know what it is.
Do you know, you don't know how many years is the, no, okay.
No, it's a 30 year mortgage,
fixed.
Right?
Fixed.
Something fixed.
I'm saying
APR,
terms
bro.
I learned on Instagram.
Lower,
I don't know why.
If
I'm
these motherfucking
to...
dingbats would just lower the APR.
There
already.
It is. This is why people tune in.
Yeah.
APR talk. Car talk out. APR talk in, bro. Click and clack. Broccoli House on Twitter. BabyTelemundo@gmail.com.
BabyTelemundo.
He's the Kevin Durant of wearing flashy-ass pants. Give it out. Give it up for Jamel Johnson, everybody.
I was the one singing the TLC. It was me and my boy Fleetwood. I told my man Fleetwood to come, and we both picked Baby Baby.
Baby Baby Baby.
Baby Baby Baby.
There we go.
Unbeknownst, like, I signed up for it first. He walked in 15 minutes later, and I was like, "What'd you sign up for?" Baby Baby Baby.
That's true love if I've ever...
I swear to God, no, we was
that
locked
in. The stars, bro.
I was T-Boz, he was Chili. R.I.P. Left Eye, you know, she's...
I had condoms all over me.
Yeah.
That was before you heard about the TLC.
Yeah,
though.
You just had them on all your fingers. That was when you thought pandemic's not over, can't be too safe.
That was when you thought we were going to go to Decades.
Yeah. I would order a drink and the bartender tell me how much, I just slide him a condom. Be like, how about it's that much?
Don't spend it all in one place.
That's complicated. That's complicated.
Sean, when you started rolling the dice in front of me.
Oh, he was rolling dice!
He was rolling dice. I'm trying to...
I forgot. What was I doing? Was I doing the knocked up thing?
Yeah, he got... You were getting low. You were on the ground. Pantomiming dice.
No, I was just telling everyone I was going to beat off later.
Hence the condoms. Hence the condoms.
Beat off to.
I'm just like after the summer.
Moments at recessions.
No. How are our sight lines? Sides over here. We're doing okay. Over here, we're doing all right. Are we playing out to you enough? All right, cool. The answer was yes. It was a resounding yes. And then also a congratulations belated on your Emmy, Ian Carmel. Thank you. I appreciate that. That was awesome. They all said it. They all said it. I'm just a reporter. Now, we are in Washington, D.C. Jamel, we didn't get you in on this, and I'm sorry about that. But because we're here in Washington, D.C., we have a special surprise for you here. And
Hey. Where are my Catholics at? It's Jesuit night. Get your Eucharist up.
That was a deep Catholicism.
Nah. DC Catholic as hell.
Are you Catholic?
No. What the fuck? You can be black and be Catholic, but you can't be overweight and be black and be Catholic. If you're overweight and black, you're Baptist.
That math does. I hate how good that math is.
For sure, because there's way more potato salad at the Baptist.
I don't think Catholics like spices.
Yeah, for sure, man. They're not doing full fat mayo.
No. Olive oil mayo, like a bunch of cowards.
We're wearing Georgetown sweatshirts for the listeners at home.
Oh, people are going to listen to this.
Yeah, got Allen Iverson and Jerome Williams with us right now. Got the junkyard dog with us. Two junkyard dogs.
I used to wear Georgetown shit when I was about 12. I thought I was a Crip.
That's right.
And now
back when
you
were taking baths, did you lay out your Georgetown sweater outside of the bath? Like, today's gonna be a good day.
As soon as I'm done with this bath, I'm gonna go find some bloods.
Euro stepping into a hot bath like Iverson, dude.
Just looking down at me like, oh, look, I have a chest hair. This is crazy. I got one.
Does that mean you got jumped in smelling like bubblegum bubble soap? Like, you smelled like Mr. Sudsy.
I've told you, I got jumped in at my apartment playground. You know the playground that's always at the apartment building that you live in when you all grow up in apartments?
Yeah. First place I saw a boob.
Yeah. So much shit goes down at those things that you don't realize goes down at those things.
Everyone remembers where they saw their first boob. Did I interrupt a riff? I'm sorry.
No.
Okay.
No, you. Of course you do. Yeah. That's a...
Tattoo the Earth tour. Slipknot
I assume you
was
were
on
at
stage.
A Wizards game of some sort.
No. Well, yeah.
We're talking about our first like in-person boob.
First in-person boob.
Yeah. Real boob. Yeah. Not
on the bus. 10th grade, Forest Park High School. Coming back.
On the bus.
School. Yeah. This girl just whipped them things out for no reason, seemingly unprompted.
You know, people throw around the term the Lord's work a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mine's a darker story, so we're going to save it. But
yeah, it's because you were eight, you fucking animal. You were
young.
Eight smoking a cigarette in a strip club. Your dad gave you a shot of whiskey.
I was just there trying to get my money, you know? If you borrow money, be ready to pay it back. That's all I'm saying. Yeah.
Now, we could talk about this all day. But we are gathered here today not to talk about where we saw our first boobs. Again, Slipknot was on stage.
Sick.
I look back and somebody was showing their boobs to Slipknot.
Like you do.
And 14-year-old Ian Carmel.
I love 14-year-old you just being like, Slipknot!
Yeah. Oh, dude, I felt the
Slipknot,
air...
Slipknot, boobs!
Boobs, Slipknot! I felt the air rise up in me. I kneel down, I clear the stone of leaves. It was fucking tight, dude, of course.
I love it. Wait, can we...
Hold on a second. Did you just heart a tweet of a dunk while we're doing this?
You're on...
That's the funniest shit I've ever seen.
LeBron James is 37 years old and he can still get over the rim. Yeah, I liked it. They was doing a bit. I wasn't in it. Get off your phone. What you mean? This is how I work, man. It's how I stay loose.
No, I know. It was amazing.
I love every single thing about you, and I always have, and I always will.
Yeah.
You are fantastic.
Hey, man, so's the NBA, where that dunk was from.
You think I'm not going to open Paramount Plus? You think I'm not going to open Paramount Plus in the middle of this draft?
That's right.
Crazy.
Yellow. Beavis and Butthead coming soon to Paramount
Plus. He hit you. That was tight.
It's not like there's another show on Paramount Plus, which is the streaming partner of the
The Late Late Show. I don't do the drops.
No, I'm a company man. I'm a company man. That's why I say Paramount Plus. I'm not going to say y'all didn't my other ones, nigga. I know where I'm at.
We are gathered here today not to talk about Paramount Plus, although it may come up again. We are gathered here today to fantasy draft websites. Yeah. Website. Jamel, this was your idea. You're on some websites right now. Do you want to talk us through it?
Yeah. What's better than the internet? You know, there's a lot of sites, there's a lot of web. Mm-hmm. I'm excited to see where this goes.
Say no more. This is a top-heavy draft.
Literally.
This is a top-heavy draft.
Yep. Yo, damn, I gotta watch some... All right. I gotta mark, like... You gotta have, like, 30 prepared for...
Bro, everyone heard that literally top-heavy, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, great.
No. I think this was such a brutal draft because you're like, oh, the internet, I interact with it every day. I must go to so many sites. And then you sit down to make a list, and you're like, damn, that's a lot of music and porn.
Yeah.
Yes. No, I feel like everybody felt like you were like, oh, the superhighway. I do so many things. No.
It's a good thing that we're all like pretty honest. So it'll be interesting.
Yeah, I can't. I wanted to lie. I wanted to be like number one site, FBI.
Stop saying pics.
Yeah, that's real.
And I'm sorry, porn?
Don't do that to me. Don't you fucking do that to me.
It's where people fuck each other on the internet.
Thought that was happening on bankofamerica.com. Commentary.
Ladies and gentlemen, the quarterback, Commentary. Ian Carmel.
Now, the way we determine the order of this draft is through a rollicking game of rock, paper, scissors, played between the three of you, and we throw on shoot. Jamel, are you loading up the rock, paper, scissors app? What's going on here?
Can I tell you guys?
It's yes.
It's just NFL scores.
What?
That's the best. Oh, you're a
real one. He goes, what?
What's the, damn it?
See what time the Broncos start.
Yeah, hold on, you know the Broncos come on at 4? Come on, man.
We throw on shoot, here we go. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot! Oh, David wins. David wins.
Boo.
Hell yeah, because I needed that. I needed that bad.
As the winner of rock, paper, scissors, I will remind you it is a serpentine draft. It's incumbent upon you to determine the draft. Before you do that, I will remind you it is a serpentine draft.
Oh, and what is that?
That's a great question.
Well, basically, if you pick last in the first round, you pick first in the second round.
Yeah!
I didn't think it was going to be
good. 300-some, yeah, give it to him. Give him his flowers. That was amazing. Man, that's...
I just want to take a second to say it is so dope that this is happening here today.
And so I got sick. An Emmy.
Ah, that's fun. That felt fun. That was good.
David, with that in mind, what will the order of today's draft be?
I'll just write down the pipe, straight down the pipe.
There it is.
You to me.
You putting me in the hot corner?
Yeah.
Hot corner. All right. Hot corner. Hot corner. Hot corners. For those listening at home, that is David, Jamel, Sean Jordan, Ian, Georgetown Carmel.
Sean Doggy Style Jordan.
Nah, man.
Let's keep it going. Let's go.
Sean Enthusiastic Missionary Jordan.
All the lights off, missionary.
Lights off, eyes closed.
Oh, shit. Can't lose. Come on.
Jeans on, team strong, lights off, eyes closed. You never had sex with your jeans on? It's amazing.
That's a future line. That's half a future line.
You got to navigate the zipper to make it edgy.
He doesn't say it's amazing, but the first part was.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That's a Jesus Christ.
He's not here today.
He ain't here.
This is a different kind of church.
Oh, I'm starting. I'm
David Bory, you have the first pick in the website's All Fantasy Everything draft. Before you make that pick, we're going to take a short break.
This episode of All Fantasy Everything is brought to you by Wondery. The early 2000s was a breeding ground for bad reality competition series from shows like Kid Nation, CBS's weird, like Lord of the Flies style social experiment that took 40 kids to live by themselves in a ghost town. Sounds insane. To The Swan, a horrifying concept where women spent months undergoing a physical transformation and then were made to compete in a beauty pageant. Also sounds insane. On each episode of Wondery's podcast, The Big Flop, comedians join host Misha Brown to chronicle one of the biggest pop culture fails of all time and try to answer the age-old question, who thought this was a good idea? Recently, The Big Flop looked at The Swan, a competition show between women who were hoping to transform their physical appearance. The problem, the women were isolated for weeks, berated, operated on, and then were ranked by a panel of judges. Unsurprisingly, it led to trauma for the contestants and terrible reviews. Follow The Big Flop on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen early and ad-free by joining Wondery Plus. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Now, we all carry around different stressors, big and small. A huge one for me, you know, just people-pleasing. And it's, you say it like it's a bad thing. It's just something that you need to get under control. All of these stressors, you know, you keep them bottled up. It starts to affect you negatively. Everybody. You don't have to feel weird if this stuff affects you. It affects everybody. And there's people, again, myself included, who walk around trying to front like it doesn't, but it does. It always does. It always has. And therapy is a safe place to just get things off your chest. You need to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down, all those problems. Even if you just want to vent or kvetch about somebody, go to therapy. Get them new ears on it. You know what I'm talking about? Get it somebody, who are they going to leak it to? They're not going to tell your homies. Go let them know. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills, how to set boundaries, how to do all those things that make you be a better you. As hokey as that sounds, that is what we are all going for. And if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. All right? Give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's convenient, flexible, and it's also suited to your schedule. All right. You just fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a licensed therapist. You switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. If you don't like the cut of your therapist's jib, as it were, go on and switch. BetterHelp has got your back. They want it to work just like you do. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/allfantasy today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/allfantasy.
Yeah, we're back. Welcome back to All Fantasy Everything, the only podcast that has ever existed. This is it. This is it. The only form of recorded media to ever exist, All Fantasy Everything. David, you have the first pick.
I never knew that anybody understood that bit. Because it's always funny to me because we're in the room and there's no space. But then I'm like, people listening to it, do they get that? And they do. And that this is a terrible riff. I'll just start. I'm just fucking start. So I had to be real. I have a bunch of ones that like are more popular.
Yeah.
But for me personally, one of the websites, it's not porn, Sean. Don't do that.
Then you're lying.
I'm going to boosie you. I'm going to take the boob site right now.
Oh!
No,
I don't even know if that's still active. That was like one of the first internet
sites. Of course not. It was .net.
The boob site? What an asshole.
Also, the butt site. Grow up. Okay, this is one of the sites I've spent the most time on. I've just spent hours daydreaming on this site, wishing that I can, like, really use its wares. I'm picking NikeID.com.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Dude.
Just like...
Wow.
Just like in the house, like, I'm going to kill him at the open mic with these.
Yeah.
I used to take sleeping pills and go on and design shoes and be like, that's dope.
What did the pills have to do with that story?
It just made it more fun because I was a little... It's like my weed for a while.
Pills? That's not good. No, man, I used to design so many... I used to design cleats on there, like in high school.
Yeah.
So many terrible, like...
Air Force Ones that said like hot comic on the tongues or some dumb shit. Yep. Going pro or some weird shit. Yeah, yeah, it's amazing.
You ever like look up color wheels and stuff like that to find out what's like complimentary?
I'm going to furniture websites to look at matching patterns trying to insert that. I went crazy. And you know the crazy shit? I still have never bought a pair.
No, yeah, right.
Not one fucking time have I converted.
I would sit there, design them, like, and I pick a like color for the sole, and I'm like, no one's going to see the bottom of the shoe. And then I'm like, it's $200. I'm not going to buy it. So what does it matter? Like,
yeah.
Design what you want. You're never going
to
buy it.
You remember the point when they were really trying to sell us on ostrich?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, the ostrich era?
Oh, hell, you could put ostrich on your
face.
You know, like, I...
The problem
it's a big pored leather. It's got big ass pores. Like it looked like me in like when I was 14. It's just got big, huge. You could like drive a car into one of them.
Also, if I get ostrich shoes,
when
there's a whole bunch of other shit I gotta do. I gotta get a feather earring.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I gotta get some crystals. Like it's a whole.
You gotta have a greeting that rhymes.
Yeah. What's the word, Dirty Bird? It's like a whole move. I can't just come out with the ostrich like that.
You gotta start talking at a higher register. Yeah. You know what I mean? Kind of like
I'm just like saying stuff from like old TV shows. Hey now! Yeah.
Like, you just gotta be like Slick Rick. Like, what are the? Oh, they ostrich. Oh, they ostrich. Don't worry about it.
British guy.
Slick Rick.
Yeah,
I've heard that before, and I never followed up.
He got deported.
Super British.
Yeah.
He's British.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's 21 Savage's dad. He's British. Yeah, y'all didn't know?
So you took NikeID.com, but Nike Ego and Nike Super Ego are still on the board.
That's why he got the Emmy. How do you make an id joke 10 minutes in?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
I'm also looking at my list. That was a stupid fucking
movie. Yeah, If we can be real, holy fuck, that was early for NikeID.com.
God damn it.
Wow.
Like, definitely dope.
Wow, it's great, yeah. But, like, I mean, that was way early, dude. Like, you're getting a tight end with the first pick? What are we...
Sam Talent, baby. You remember when Sam used to be a tight end? Sam Talent?
Sam has never been a tight anything. I think we can build a team around him.
Let me get a quick question. So we're going, it's serpentine. So it starts, you're on the corner, and we're going back.
Well, one time it would have come in handy. And you fucking punted. The one time.
I have a serious question.
Googling the one time.
It's like if you're waiting online to like get in a roller coaster.
No.
Yeah, it's too late.
Too late for that.
It's too late.
You already late hit your bit.
It's like if you're shaving your pubes in a weird way. You just...
That's weird to you?
I'm sorry I opened the door.
I was doing it with a machete. That's
you mean like with
weird.
A jacket where you put a jack-o'-lantern face down there?
When you got your jeans on, but you're still shaving your pubes.
Oh. NikeID.com. It went early, but it is yours. Jamel, it's time for your first pick.
All right, I just, if you're going to pick Sam Bowie, I got to pick
come on.
Jordan here.
Yeah, well, obviously.
Man. No. Wikipedia.com, guys.
Yeah.
You kidding?
I didn't even make my fucking list!
I mean, come on, dog. Do you want to know anything?
Anything.
Do you want to know anything in the world? Do you also want to fuck up someone's biography?
Can you actually do that? How do you do that?
Yeah,
how?
Man.
How do you do it?
It's called
hacking, Sean.
Yeah, dude.
You
drink a Monster Energy drink, you wear sunglasses at night, and then you say, I'm in. And then
you say, Mom, I need more Hot Pockets. How do you do it? You can't just go to Wikipedia and type on someone's page.
Yes.
No, you can't.
You hit a little edit button.
What
and
do you
then
mean
you
can't?
Yes.
Why are you saying, have you tried?
Have you ever done it?
Of course not.
That's what I'm saying. So
people have done it for me, though. And people have done it for you. We've had fans like...
They know more computer shit than both of us. I guarantee it.
How
you
much
know
is
this
that, though?
That's you know like, this part.
Are you
that's
asking...
two computer shit. We know one computer shit. You know two. You can do it.
Do you think that anything you can't do can't be done?
Bro, that is amazing.
Nobody's ever bowled a perfect game. I guarantee it.
You're just out here like, nobody gives birth.
Oh, no, I saw that. I saw that go down.
You've seen it twice.
I have. My mom and my wife. We're being honest, yes. I watched my mom give birth to my sister when I was 14, and it's not the move.
And that's going to be on your Wikipedia after the show, dog. Because that's the power! Raw power!
Man, I'm serious. This is dope.
Come on! It's my fucking line.
Say it more, then.
I will when it's dope. It's dope. Him, I'm having a good time.
No, that's
Wikipedia is a great fucking
thing. I've read so much Wikipedia.
So much.
And regurgitated it back to people like I had done the studying myself.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
That's the wild thing. When you learn something, you're like, well, I'm going to go ahead and drop that somewhere.
Yeah.
Somewhere with some people that don't know it. And I know a lot of people that don't know shit.
Wikipedia is so vicious. You don't even got to go to Wikipedia no more.
Mm-mm.
It just shows up in your Google search.
Nope.
It just comes up.
It shows up in a search.
It shows up on the next.
It shows up in your should have been my first pick search.
That's right.
Shows up in thank God neither one of you chose what I'm going to pick first search. I get it. Yeah, yeah.
I'm leaking.
You know,
what's terrible too is I never have given them money.
No, never.
I know, it's so bad.
Because no one's around to look me in the eye.
There's always like a Swedish dude, like, please, we need more money for this.
Yeah. And I'm like, ain't got it, cuz.
I'll catch you next time, Wikipedia.
Go ahead and look up broke on there. And,
I don't have any cash on my computer, so yeah, I can't.
Meanwhile, I'm looking up who invented the yacht.
Yeah.
You just type in, trying to get money.
I chanced upon a Wikipedia the other day, and did you know there's an area outside of Yellowstone National Park called the Death Zone, where apparently, like no laws apply?
Wait, what?
I thought it was called Dog Patch or North Cliff.
No.
We should do a live show there.
Yeah, we should.
The Dead Zone?
Then you can hear my real picks.
Just five different versions of the Silk Road.
Stomp it!
Silk Road, Silk Turnpike.
Silky off ramp?
Yeah.
That's probably a fun sight, the Silky off ramp.
The Silky off ramp.
I think it's poop stuff.
You think it's poop stuff?
Yeah. Talking about the ramp part.
How's your butt doing? Oh, it's a Silky off ramp.
Silky off ramp. It was not a Silky off ramp this morning.
Nor will it be this evening, my friend.
Wikipedia, amazing pick. First round talent. Sean Jordan, tough your first pick.
Google.com.
Yeah.
Sorry. Not just, it's like, this is crazy to me that Nike ID went before Google. Normally it's me doing that, so I'm stoked.
It's crazy to me too, man. I choked. I got nothing.
Yeah, Google. I mean, we don't need to like dive in, but Google.
It's become a verb. Yeah.
It's where you find the other websites we're going to pick.
What was the last thing you Googled, Sean?
Ooh.
No way. All right. I'm going to be dead honest with you. I hope it wasn't my name. Because a lot of times it is. Especially now.
Oh, I only have trending searches. I don't have my history.
I Googled another website. So the one that's not a website is United 1490 is my flight home. I think. I don't know. Before that, it was area code 720. Shout out, Will. How you doing?
You have How Does a Serpentine Draft Work on there, dude? I can see your phone.
It just shows me pictures of what I Googled because my phone thinks I'm stupid. Yeah, Google.
I mean, mine says liquor store near me.
Does it really? Are you serious?
No, it's Olivia Trilby first and then liquor store near me.
Who's Olivia Trilby? She sounds like a cartoon chipmunk.
It's this whole... it's this whole weird project I'm working... I don't want to talk about it.
All right, yeah. Is the project... No.
Google. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, Google.com. Google. There it's fantastic. Go. It's great. The less said, the better. You know what I mean?
Man, let's keep it pushing.
I am gonna lose this.
That's where I found out about the boob site.
Is it really?
No. I think the boob site was before Google, honestly. How long has Google been around?
26 years?
You didn't know that off top.
Off top? Really? Somebody knew like that.
Whoa. No, none of that.
Go boo him, yes.
Anyway,
are you guys sending your beers back? Me and Sean will drink those. Are you sending them back? We'll drink them. Yeah. Oh, never mind.
Did you just take...
I was like, whoa, this guy's crazy.
Like a Somali, like he took a sip, like, no.
Yeah.
Is it Somali? What is a wine?
Sommelier.
I've been doing this joke about semen and how I swirl it like wine, and I was going to say Somali, but I was like, I don't actually know if I know the right word.
Oh, I swirled it like a Somali pirate. Yeah.
Just like a Somali pirate up there swirling jizz around in a cup. And if you haven't heard the bit, this sounds insane, so this is fun. Google.com. Google.com.
All right. Because you wouldn't say John dressed like a Somali. You got like a Grant Hill jersey and a machete. He's just swirling some cum in a glass.
I got my APR 15 around me. I'm like, lower the APR.
By the way, if your APR is 15, you have an issue. You need to look at it.
I need to find out what I'm paying for my mortgage before I even talk about my APR 15.
Yeah. All right, I'll take it. Pornhub, I'll take it.
Yeah. Now, it's not the best porn site. Don't say any other porn sites.
What are you talking about?
IMHO, not the best porn
site. Are you kidding me?
No, I'm dead serious.
No, I would love to know.
Yeah.
You're gonna know. You will find out.
It's gonna be like HomeDepot.com.
After the show, you're gonna find out.
Pornhub is where you can find all the other pay websites work for free. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like a real Somali pirate.
How do people make money in porn? It's all free.
I think they're paid for the services.
Be honest. Does anybody in here pay for porn anywhere? I didn't think so. So it's, but so where are they getting the money to pay people for me to watch for free?
They probably sell. I mean, you probably get money per view, and also you're not supposed to put it up there.
Like every time I click on, yes, I do want to see Lois and Peter fuck.
Yeah.
Whoa! You're clicking that?
No, I was doing a bit, but I want to click on it. I do.
Every time you're challenged by a game that will make you come in 90 seconds.
Would you like your dick to be enormous? Like, I don't know, but I want to click on it.
Also, I'm like, what is so sexy about this game that makes it take 3 times longer for me to come?
My boy just got married. He's out here hitting it daily, nightly, ever so rightly. He ain't scared at all. Jamel, you haven't said a word in like 10 minutes.
I'll take this opportunity to let you guys know I do have a video on Pornhub.
Oh, that's right! I forgot about that!
Comedian Jamel Johnson gets hot and heavy. It's on Pornhub right now.
And there's that other one with you and Kim Kardashian.
I mean, it's me and Ray J.
Can you tell him to take his shirt off this time? It's insane that they did that porn with their shirts on.
Me and Ray J recreating the One Wish video on Pornhub.
I used to, when I was running heavy, I used to listen to Sexy Can I. That was like at the peak of my like running playlist. It was like an hour in and Ray J come up and be like, Sexy Can I? And I'm like, you can run this other mile. You can.
Should that song have had a comma? Should have been Sexy, comma, Can I?
Yeah.
Oh, is that? That makes so much more sense.
Right?
Yeah, okay.
I was just checking. Grammar wise.
Mm-hmm. Pornhub, solid.
Pornhub, I mean, it's full of porn.
The pandemic, Pornhub, the height of their powers was pandemic part two.
Yeah.
When they made the premium free, because I didn't understand. It's free. I'm not paying for fucking premium. But then when they opened it up, I was like, oh.
Is it that different?
It's just, the archive is crazy.
Yeah.
They have all the porno DVDs. Pornhub Premium. Yeah. They're all there. Everything.
See,
from
but
like,
that's not what I want.
It's like the criteria.
Booty Talk 2, Booty Talk 3, Booty Talk 4, Booty Talk 5.
See,
nobody's seen Booty Talk 1.
I don't want DVD. I like all my porn to look like found footage. Like, I watch like that
straight up normal people.
Yeah.
Fuck
yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like, they got somewhere to be after this.
Yeah.
Watching the cast of Pete and Pete get off.
being for real though, it's like it. You know, when you watch porn, you do put yourself in the scenario, so it does help to have realistic scenarios.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm
being
serious.
Thanks for breaking down porn for everybody.
I really don't do that.
And try to time it out so you come when they do.
Nobody in here has ever thought of that.
You're on Pornhub looking up guy who knows what a mortgage is. Fuck.
Is this how you type on a computer?
I type like the Phantom of the Opera.
Porn.
P-O-R-N-A. UB.C.
Damn, you just remind me. One of the last pornos I watched was that real estate scenario. You know that one?
Oh,
yeah. I run that for days.
I really need to close. I really need this sale.
As someone who just moved into a new apartment, that is not.
It is how it works.
You know what's a fun one is hot guys fuck, because it's like two in shape people really going at it. I'm serious. It's like two in shape people really getting it done. It's fun to watch. I'm serious.
You watching this shit like it's track and field?
Yeah. I can tell you I'm literally watching quite the opposite. I'm watching people like after work fuck to go to sleep.
What a classy conversation.
That's what I want to see.
David's looking up, well, it's Wednesday again.
I'm looking up, thanks for making mac and cheese.
I can't wait until the next family member asks me what I do for a living and I get to explain to them what this is. This is so
tight. It's so sick.
You got ahead of me.
It's awesome. Pornhub, they also have like good politics, weird, you know what I mean? Sort of. I mean, also bad, but then they'll be like, no porn for you, Russia. You know, they're like.
I mean, Russia has some content on there.
Yeah, yeah.
So does Czechoslovakia, weird enough.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, nobody's seen the Czech shit? That's just me? I'm the only one that pops up.
Leave him out there. Leave him out in the rain. Leave him out in the rain. Hey.
Tons of Czech shit. Not a lot of Nigerian shit. Now I'm just going on a tangent.
Pornhub.com and my second pick, as it is a Serpentine draft, I'm taking ESPN.com.
God.
I'd still be going. Yeah. Still going.
Yeah.
I don't know what a
I don't really run ESPN a lot. I go sometimes, but I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's all right. Okay. I go there. I go there an awful lot. Anytime I want to know what's going on in the sports world, I go there. I check in, you know, sports stuff, ESPN.com.
Sports the app goes questions? Off too much for me.
I'm not on the app. Yeah.
Oh, the app is always dinging me. I'm like, oh shit, I got to tell.
You can turn Albert notifications Poole. Off.
Okay, computer genius. All right, you fucking whiz kid.
Just go to Pornhub.com.
Why am I catching a stray?
Because I was losing. So.
I was, he
you gotta
really
start
wasn't.
Spraying everywhere if you're losing.
He's kind of winning. Anyways.
Yeah. ESPN.com. I don't have a ton to say about it. It's also had like a page 2 in the past was a really fun place to read. Like, you know.
What is it? What is that?
It was like culture, pop culture.
Like sports pop culture?
Like this is where Bill Simmons started.
Oh, your man's in them. Sure.
Well, not going to get into it.
Has anybody ever figured out ESPN.com's actual web address? Remember when it was like ESPN.go.disney?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What does ESPN stand for?
Extra sensory perception. Yeah. News.
I don't think it stands for anything. It's pronounced ESPN.
Did you find that out in Ibiza?
Ibiza, yeah. ESPN. Sean Jordan, time for your second pick.
YouTube.
Yeah.
I feel like I got. I feel like I got both of Mike Tyson's hands right here. This is nuts. I got Google and YouTube. This is dope.
I have Alta Vista.
You got the same shit. Google is YouTube.
Yeah.
You drafted the same shit twice.
Shit, I didn't diversify. Yeah. No, I mean YouTube, man. It's like. YouTube, actually, I'm going to break it down for you. Holds a real special place in my heart. We would just sit at the Fortress of Solid Dudes and just watch YouTube videos for hours.
Yeah.
It was like one of the like the times of my life when, you know, like just
when
moved
we
to LA.
We could have been doing something
we
productive.
There, like, shut the fuck up for
Go on.
Second.
Yeah.
But like, you know what I mean? Like you'd come over and we were chilling. Like we'd all be there just watching YouTube videos and it made me calm in Los Angeles where I was constantly terrified. And it was one of those things where it's like, we can just watch Zach can get stoned and be like, I'm going to watch slow mo. I'm just going to type in slow motion and see what comes
up. Yeah.
And it's juvenile, and then it's slow motion videos of cans getting crushed, and you're like, hell yeah.
Watch like Russian car accident footage, stuff like that.
Yep. Yeah, karate gone wrong, like whatever you want.
Yeah. It's all on there. Big waves, just like really big waves.
Yo, we like, watched so much hazardous weather.
Yeah.
Yep. The remember top five tornadoes ever recorded.
Yeah. We were watching like cruise ships and storms, remember?
Because I'm like, well, I'm scared, but they got to be more scared, so I'm calm now.
You're just like, let's watch 4K footage of Denmark for the next hour. Why not? Somebody's got a drone and a camera.
Yeah, it's just, I'm not going to break it down, but like, it's so dope. It's everything. What's the statistic?
It's, awesome.
It's like a billion videos uploaded a week or some shit. It's something
billion
insane
point, it's
like 1.
That. 1.3 billion, actually.
Oh, is it?
No, I don't know. I have no idea.
Oh, is it really? It's actually 26 years old. What's up, dog? YouTube. YouTube.com.
Yeah, great pick.
And then when they added YouTube Live, it got really out of hand. You know what I'm saying? Because nothing's better than illegally streaming an NBA playoff game.
Oh.
And then the comments are just hate speech. That doesn't have anything to do with the Indiana Pacers. How did you end up here?
It's where all the music videos are now, too. That's where you go to watch music videos.
Yeah, music videos are back. And it's because of you. Like, that's why music videos are back. Why we have videos for shit.
Dude, music videos are going to put that pull quote on their poster, dude. Music videos are back. Sean Jordan. TV Sean Jordan, by the way.
Yeah, I was on TV. Yeah, it was cool. I had a shirt on, and that's it. Oh, I had a shirt on.
Jermaine, time for your second pick.
Okay. All right, all right, all right, all right, all right, all right.
There's 40 of them, but yeah.
I'm taking this one because I know Bori is coming right behind me. Datpiff.com.
I can't have anything.
I had to do it to you, dog.
God
what
damn
is
it.
Datpiff
my
is...
shit.
What is Datpiff?
It's great. Keep going.
Datpiff is where you had to go in 2008 to get mixtape.
Yeah. Every mixtape.
Everywhere.
For
free. Now, so in the 80s and 90s, you had to go to the barbershop or be at the right gas station to get mixtape.
Yeah.
And the gas station, it would change. Basically, a guy with a duffel bag would appear while you're pumping gas and be like, hey, I got that new K-Slay.
Yeah, DJ Drama.
Yeah, what's up?
Cannon.
And then at some point, it all got put online on Datpiff. Datpiff is still up. All the best Lil Wayne.
Yeah.
That one good Wiz Khalifa one.
Yes! Man. Yeah, that shit
hits.
They categorized it. You could buy T-shirts on there.
Yo, Datpiff.
Yeah,
Datpiff.
You want to impress your black friends? Stop by Datpiff.com.
Leave your phone on and just have it on Datpiff and be like, oh shit, yeah, I'm there like every day. Yeah. I'm like, shit, sorry to leave my phone on, but I'm like on Datpiff, so. Yeah.
My screen time is up 40% this week. Must be all that Datpiff brand.
I gotta start paying my mortgage also to Datpiff, because like I live there, dude.
Wow, I love thatpiff.com. On Datpiff, you can get like Michael McDonald mixtape. Paul Simon's like B-sides, dude. It's all on there.
How come there's no easy listening mixtape?
I know. Come on.
I didn't know Kenny Loggins and Michael McDonald ever did a song together. That Piff.
That Piff.
No Kenny Loggins.
We call him K-Lo on That Piff, but yeah.
Oh no.
Yo, have you heard that new K-Lo? It's dope.
Oh, yeah, I found it on thatpiff.com. I was browsing the internet.
I really have to try to not drop my phone in the bathtub when I'm on thatpiff.
It does go well with a chicken. David Bori, time for your second and your third picks.
Yeah.
A serpentine draft.
It is.
Yeah. Oh, this is so bad.
Nike ID has been taken already.
So have Google and YouTube.
Yeah.
That's literally my whole internet experience.
Maybe you could Alta Vista some other websites to pick.
Okay, I didn't want to choose smut, but I got, I don't have anything else good that people will, I'm picking the Bang Bros.
Oh!
It's a tough sell.
Julius and Lucian Bang.
We tried to flip houses, but we're...
Two brothers from Miami.
One of them drives, one of them kicks hoes out the van.
So
and I also haven't been... It was a big high school thing for me. I don't even...
Of course they...
So it's a nostalgia play for
it
you.
It was the first like legit porn site that people knew about, and they played the trailers for free. You could watch
that
the
was
trailer,
60 second clips
and you would get it done. You're like, I would download much longer than that.
I would download the 60 second clips and make like a Bang Bros mixtape. And just like a playlist.
That's
but then you had to name it like Science 2 so your mom didn't.
So somehow a friend of ours had I look back and I'm like, so it was you. You paid for it.
Yeah.
You told us it was a stranger. But he had a login and password. So for like 3 years or something, all of our friend group, we had access to the whole website, like for real. It was insane.
That's too
and it was
much.
Bad.
Yeah, that's the problem.
I didn't need it because then you're like, whoa, 8th Street Latinas for sure.
Which is the Google and YouTube. It is the Google to YouTube, but it is the same.
I mean,
you know what would be a funny guy is someone who confuses the Mario Brothers and the Bang Brothers. So you know, they're fun. They're cute. They're running around the sewers, you know.
I don't even know what Luigi does, but yeah.
The Bang Bros saved that princess. Yeah, it's fun. I got my kid Bang, his Super Bang Bros for his birthday.
They weren't saving anyone, I'll tell you that.
Bang Bros taught me that I had a moral compass.
Yeah.
Not because I really didn't know.
But all that means is you just didn't watch the end.
The end, yeah. You just...
that is true. You got to cut it off a little early.
That's cool.
I didn't love
friends.
The beginning either. It was just like the middle parts. Like...
I just remember being in eighth grade, troubled like the next day, like, damn, why the fuck? Why did they kick her out like that?
I knew it couldn't be real. Man, I don't have anything else on here.
Well, that's too bad because it is time for your third pick.
Yeah.
Again, Nike ID, unavailable as it has been taken.
First pick of the draft.
I want to help, but...
Go to your open tabs.
Ooh.
I'm serious. I'm serious.
They've already been picked, brother.
If Bang Bros was open on your phone right now, man, that'd be wild.
Should I go look at it? Oh.
Hold on. Open tabs. That's a good idea. What's Celeb Shot?
Somebody knows. Nope.
This isn't helping. It's fucking porn, bro.
Does Adidas have a website you could use? Design.
I've been looking at rugs. This shit sucks.
Pig, what are you doing? Yeah. You've been decorating. You've been designing the inside of your home. Like, what have you been on? Like, what have you been doing?
Okay.
Yeah.
Overstock.com.
That's a great pick, man. Look at this. Look at these people.
Yeah.
Is that where a guy like has sex with a woman on the rug and then just leaves?
You remember what? Do you remember those sexy ass commercials for Overstock.com?
No.
They were like very sexual.
Are they British? Is it like Overstock.com?
There might have been a British lady.
A little bit. I just got this rug on there, but I think I'm going to take it back.
It's a good looking rug. For the people in the crowd and the listeners at home, it's a nice rug.
It's just like a big Punisher mask. Yeah. It's the Punisher logo with a mask on. Yeah. He doesn't want anyone to know where he's coming from.
Yeah, you don't know what angle I have.
What am I doing in this house?
Yeah.
It's got a green stripe on it for the Forest Service.
Yeah. I back the green.
It's got the bartender logo on it. Yeah, you got it.
But what's no, I do use the fuck out of Overstock.com. So yeah, I guess that is a good... This draft is hard for me.
No, it isn't.
You should see the rest of my list, man.
I can't wait.
Overstock.com. Yeah, they had a sexy ass commercial.
Mm-hmm. Was the lady in like a lab coat? Was she just like an all white?
I feel like, yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember.
I didn't. Cool. All right. I Googled rugs. It came up. Nothing.
No. Jamal, time for your third pick. Overstock.com off the board.
World Star Hip Hop.
Okay. Fuck.
Die.
I go there.
I know.
David,
I seen him struggling. I seen him struggling, and I was like, fuck, David. That's mine, dog. Tighten up.
He's for real shook. Like, look at him.
Tighten up.
I'm going to help you. I'm going to run up if people are fighting and yell, Overstock!
Yo, that'd be sick. Every time you buy a shelf, somebody yells Overstock at you. Oh, man. Yo.
Just a gnarly brawl. Overstock!
Oh, man. Fuck me.
Yeah, if you like YouTube, you'll love WorldStarHipHop.com. Every other video.
Well, it depends on how you like YouTube. If you use YouTube for certain things, you will
love
WorldStar.
If you don't think YouTube is violent enough.
Or sexy enough.
Head on over to WorldStarHipHop.com. All right,
I had to cut out WorldStar. I couldn't because, like, it's just, I get hooked. And it's tough because it's not a good hook.
And they'll take you some bad places, man.
Yeah.
They will. And then you find yourself like, what the fuck am I watching this for? But I watch. I do.
Did I ever tell you I wrote for them? I met Q and everything.
Damn. Really?
Bro, they had
Q WorldStar?
They were trying. Yeah. They were trying to make an MTV show. So they brought a bunch of us to this, like,
just fights on MTV.
This seedy, like, rental house in West Hollywood.
Yeah.
You know when they, like, it's like a think tank for, like, scumbags?
And West, like, Hollywood is not that nice, but people think Hollywood, be like, it's gutter, man.
No, but, like, this was, like, clearly, like, where, like, Viacom executives bring prostitutes. Like, it was bad, bro. And we were there, and we were smoking fake weed, I'm pretty sure. Like, they were, like, because they were weirdly adamant about, like, Let's smoke weed. And I'd smoke the weed, and I was like, I don't think I'm getting high. Jamar was there.
Oh!
And they would, like...
I think that weed was probably laced with angel dust, and they were like, they're going to start fighting. Roll the cameras.
Bro, because they...
One of them's going to think they're God.
And you could pitch anything, and they loved it. Like, I was like, well, I saw the Sharkeesha video. I think that's pretty crazy. And they were like, absolutely. Let's make videos of kids fighting. Because they were British.
What?
This shit was crazy.
They were British?
Absolutely.
It was insane.
Damn.
Best $1,000 I ever made.
Yeah.
This is a video on the front page of WorldStarHipHop.com right now. Her expression says it all. Grandma out here reminiscing on her glory days after this sex scene came on during a movie. It has an exclamation point at the end of the... That's why I had to go up when I said it.
Funniest things I've ever heard out loud. Holy buckets, that was tight.
World Star, fantastic. I've never been to World Star.
You liar.
Never?
I never have, no.
Not one time.
I maybe went to go see what the hubbub was, and I found it wasn't for me, and I left.
You've never seen a video of a woman in the Bronx yelling on the train?
I don't know. I mean, I do, but they're a different. It's a different kind of woman in the Bronx. That's when I go to like matzoballrecipes.net.
Man, I want these to be websites. I want that to be a real website.
Debutantesofyonkers.org.
But I'm thinking about the department store Yonkers.
Oh, what?
Yeah, it didn't land. They don't all hit. I
guess. Is that a department store?
It was in Sioux Falls. Nobody had a Yonkers?
That makes sense.
All right.
Wait, there's a department store called Yonkers?
They could have called it Brooklyn, Manhattan, Long Island, Staten Island.
They just sell Tim's and Pitbulls? I went to Yonkers about a four-wheeler.
Every borough and went to Yonkers.
It could be more different than Yonkers, for real. The shit they sell where they're like nice, cheap sweaters like that.
No Jadakiss albums?
Nothing. What about Soul For Real?
They got Polo Cologne, I'll tell you that. I paid about $80 for a whole bottle.
All right.
Polo Cologne. You're not a Sauvage man.
Oh, man, I'm a Polo guy for days.
Missing out.
Are those Bugle Boy jeans you're wearing?
they were.
Also, not the line. He was close. It was, hell nah. You know they polo.
Thank you.
Oh, shit, I blew it.
Sean Jordan, it's time for your third pick. While you make it, I have to pee. It happens during the... I overhydrated. I am on a blood pressure medication that makes me have to piss a lot. And I'm going to go do it.
It's funny how scared I just got. Because there's no one up here. There's no one up here running the ship now. I'm just like, I don't know what's going on. We're just up here talking about World Star. I think we're just going to keep doing it.
Hey, I feel like Dad left us home alone. Let's play with the stove.
Yeah.
Yeah, we could take this shit off the tracks real fast.
Yeah, yeah.
I just looked through his notebook.
Fireworks in the house.
Let's try to guess his passcode on his phone and get in there.
Ooh.
Could I order a drink, a double Jameson, please? Neat. Thank you. And so, yeah, just to keep it pushing.
Can I order a single Jameson? Nasty.
I don't want to order anything, but whoever came up with the chicken parmesan quesadilla, just see me in the back.
Also, there's cheesecake here. I don't think it's on the menu, but it's here, and it's dope. Anyway, my third pick, I'm going to go IMDb. I'm doing
Hey, that's first round talent.
Yeah.
That is first round talent. I got to hand it to you. That's a great
one. That's
amazing. I'm on IMDb so much.
Really?
And it's, I try to not because sure. I want to just remember where I know this person from or da-da-da. But then I'm like, well, you're 40 and you drink a lot, so your memories. It's like, just go to the website that remembers for you. And it's just fun. And then I go down little rabbit holes on IMDb, like seeing like what people got coming out is fun. Like, what's Miles Teller up to? You know, what's Jessica Chastain got coming down the pipe? It's fun.
Hell yeah. I watch a lot of old Law & Order.
You do?
Like, unaccessible. Like, you can only get it if you have a digital antenna, Law & Order. And it's like shit from the 90s, and you always see these faces like, oh, I just seen such, oh shit, that's the lady from fucking, uh-huh. Oh damn, they did the fucking, and then, oh shit, you was
yep. And you see somebody like, holy buckets, now they're a billionaire. It's fun.
Yeah, no, it's nice.
For everybody listening, our alcohol has been delivered. Thank you, bro. Also, by the way, can I just, of course I can, I have a microphone. This club is fantastic.
Yeah, this shit has been amazing. This shit
every
has
single
been
person
amazing.
That, every single person that I've talked to who works at this club is just fantastic and also gorgeous. I'll say it. I'm gonna throw it out
Damn,
there. Everybody working club. Here is fucking beautiful. Right
Hell
there.
Yeah, look
just
at
saying.
He hot as shit under it. That mask, yeah.
So I picked.
And we get to do that. I heard Internet Movie Database.
Yeah, IMDb. I'm just on IMDb like heavy for real. I'm on there a lot, and I had to check. I felt so stupid because I was like, are these apps websites? Of course they're websites because websites existed before apps. But I was like, is IMDb just an app? And it's not. It's a website. So took you to school real quick. Thank you for being so quiet and listening so attentively. IMDb.
All right, great. I'll write it down right here.
Thanks, bro. I was gonna draw a penis on there, but I didn't.
I accidentally wrote a lowercase d instead of a b. Just a fun peek behind the veil. The Onion!
Oh, that opened up a whole new file in my brain right there. I didn't even think, like, actual knowledge website. Like,
what do you think The Onion
is? Wait.
Well,
hold on, man.
It's where I get my factual information.
What the hell? We were having a good time, then you said that bullshit. Come on,
I gotta hide. I gotta hide.
Get out of here. Don't hide behind me.
I don't believe the story's on The Onion, but it's like sort of. It's in the gateway to a knowledgeable website area. Like if you're at The Onion, the next stop is da da da.
What stop?
No. Nobody else talk. Let him figure this out.
Remember when David picked Bang Bros?
Yeah, pretty
how
cool.
How sexist that website is.
Not BTRA.
Yeah, they
it's not it. Just the Bang Bus. They have a whole bunch
oh,
of
Oh, no, I reference 8th Street Latinas. Like, I know the catalog. I'm
Mr. Camel Toe?
I'm from Dog.
Oh, boy.
This is a family show, David, or it was.
Was
no,
it?
No, it ain't. No, no, it wasn't at all. So The Onion, where you get factual news stories. Go no. on.
I was having a donut hole. Yeah, The Onion. Holy shit, man walks on the fucking moon. I mean...
No.
So, I just spit donut hole stuff. It's just fucking funny. I love The Onion. I love their, I don't know if I can say their other the other ones that are on. I think I can't Click Hole, all those other stuff that's under The Onion banner.
Count it.
fucking hilarious people writing for there, just fantastic. They're just amazing. It's very funny. Anytime something happens in the news, they're going to usually have the funniest take. And I say that as someone who works for a show that has takes on the news. It's just great. The Onion. TheOnion.com. Started as a newspaper.
Love it.
Huh? Say what? Oh, great pick? Fuck yeah. See, you hear that? You hear that?
Yeah, I heard it.
Sean's got a file called Websites Open, which, of course, it makes sense, but it is very funny.
Yeah.
That you would have a note, like, I hope in 5 years you forget why, and you just go to websites, and you're like, oh.
The boob site. Let me go dust off the boob site real quick. Dog, I mean, I wish that I could, like, I wish I had footage of me getting busted having been on
Wait.
The boob site.
Oh, it I was, busted no. is... Busted is loaded language.
Is that what you thought I was?
I thought you were like, yeah, I wanted to see me busted.
All right, is it me or wait?
Nope, still me.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Fourth pick.
If only somebody would have explained how a serpentine draft works.
It's like if you're online at the bank or something. Hey, all right. Yeah, you're kind of like they got the ropes.
I can't believe it's still out there. I don't spend a ton of time on it myself, but I pop there every now and then. They have fantastic NBA content. I'm taking Reddit.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shout out to the AFE subreddit. Yeah. They're fucking great. You can find terrible stuff on there. You can find wonderful stuff on there. It's an encapsulation of everything happening all the time, everywhere. I was on forums heavy growing up. I was a big forum guy.
Really?
Yeah I loved them.
What forums?
There was just one. It was called the Smart Marks, which was like a wrestling forum, but then they had like a sports subreddit. Were you? Yeah. Yeah.
Well, this is deep.
And I was just on there, dude. There was just sports stuff happening. They would do fantasy drafts.
It was called, like, the Smart Marks?
The Smart Marks, which
like
I guess...
Like, you guys are a bunch of marks, but you're also...
Yeah, I think.
No,
I think
it's a wrestling term. They meant marks like the like you're a mark?
I think it's like a wrestling term.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's kind of dope.
Yeah. That was Hulk Hogan. He's at the show. He's clapping.
We call him Terry, but yeah.
Terry.
Terry, thanks for coming, brother. Good to see you.
It's just great. You can find a lot of like stuff like you shouldn't go on. So like, there's like doctor's advice websites. You know what I mean? Which always sort of catastrophize and tell you the worst thing.
Is
you
can catastrophize
go on,
a word?
Yes, it is. Yeah, you can go on. You can go on like medical subreddits, and there's people who have like gone through what you go through. And of course, it's not reliable, but you can like actually like, oh, okay, this is not just like someone saying, go to the hospital. Like, so there's that stuff. There's RNBA, which is like fantastic NBA stuff. A lot of like conspiracy theories pop up on there where free agents are going. A lot of fun stuff. It's great.
I had one video pop on Reddit. I dubbed Bitch You Guessed It by OG Mako.
Yeah.
OGG. Over some footage of Joe Biden.
had to wake him up to get that, probably.
And then I made the caption... tell me why my uncle from Tennessee sent me this. And then like some Joe Biden, like bros for Biden picked it up. Some like some country Biden bros.
Yeah.
I just looked up the next day. It was like 15,000 people had looked at this Bitch You Guessed It. Joe Biden, there's an appearance by Jay Leno in the video. I'll send it to y'all later.
Yeah. But yeah, comedian clips can like blow up on there and stuff kind of before that was happening on like Instagram and whatnot. It was happening on Reddit. Shout out
and also
Reddit.
Hardcore pornography. Come hardcore, on.
Yeah.
Whatever you need.
Gardening tips. If you got a big green egg, you can read about the big green egg on there just if anyone else
you just
has,
got one of those, right?
I do. I did. Yeah.
Yeah, you're a big green egg guy now.
Out here smoking meat. Sean Jordan, time for your fourth pick.
Man. This is tricky because I want to pick my favorite porn site. I should. X videos.
Yeah! That's right.
It's better.
Okay. Hell yeah!
You got a contingent out there.
I told you!
Everybody, please welcome Jason X videos. always at the live shows.
Of the Orlando X videos?
The Orlando X videos is a. Definitely like a minor league baseball team, basketball.
I was going to say rollerblade squad, yeah. But... Yeah.
The Orlando, ladies and gentlemen, the Orlando X videos.
The mascot's just a guy with transition lenses on.
So here you go. Here's what's better about X videos is when you're scrolling through on your phone, the thumbnails show you what happens in the video. Doesn't happen on Red or on Pornhub.
It does.
No, it doesn't. So people, not on my phone. Maybe I got to update.
Yeah, I was about to say.
When you're scrolling through, it shows you.
I think you got to hold
shows you the
them
positions and shit. So you're like, do I want to watch this? It's such a scummy fucking thing watching porn because you watch people having sex. You're like, they're all gorgeous, but you're like, I don't want to watch that one. I want to watch exactly what I want to watch.
Gorgeous isn't even one of the top three words I'm thinking about.
I'm thinking like open to suggestion is one of them.
What about engorgedness?
Ooh.
Anyway, X videos is the move if you're watching porn. Go to X videos. It's all
not,
good.
It's, if you want, if it, the other good thing about it is it will give you a virus. It looks like, I don't know if that's true.
It
I don't know
red.
If that's true. But every time you go there, I'm like, oh no.
No, it's a dark corner of the internet.
Yeah, I shouldn't bring this computer to work anymore.
Yeah.
The X is in red and you're like, don't make it red. It's not, no one's stoked when they go to a red porn site. It's, I don't know. Make it colorful. Make it like
people
salmon
in the
or something.
People in the DSA probably are.
What's the DSA? What's the DSA?
The Democratic Socialists of America.
Oh, there you go. 301.
They go to a red. You understand now?
Right.
Red.
You understand.
You following me? Like communist red. They go to a red porn site all of a sudden. Now they're watching socialist porn, which is
301, baby. Wake up, Joe.
More ethical.
Lower the gas price.
Wake up.
I'll also take this time to let y'all know the same video that I have on Pornhub is on X videos with a slightly different title.
What's the title?
I don't even remember. I forget which one is which. Because one is like Jermell Johnson, like BBW comedian, and then the other one is like I'm getting hot and heavy, but it's the same video.
I mean, I could go to X videos and type in.
Yeah,
Jermell
you can check
Johnson.
It out. But when you do, they are gonna send you somewhere else first. You have to like double search. You have to fight through the initial search.
You gotta next a couple times.
Well, it will be in there.
I don't like looking at porn while I do this.
Yeah, it's kind of, it's a little, I'll send it.
That sucked.
Did you pull up X videos?
Yeah,
That's insane. I can't imagine looking at thumbnails of a porn site right now.
I saw it and then I got scared.
Yeah, it's bad. It's bad.
I'm getting scared by proxy. It's hitting me. Anyway.
Great use of by proxy.
When I was leaving the crib to come here, Laura handed me a book. She's like, I want you to read the first chapter of this book. And that book is the only thing in the hotel room that didn't move the whole time. The desk in the hotel room moved. And the book did not.
Are you going to read it on the plane?
No. I'll be drunk on the plane, unfortunately.
Read the first chapter, because what if she hit a code in
it's
there?
It's 50 yeah. pages. I know. But I don't want to, I got to be who I am. Like, I'm not going to read the, I'll read it tomorrow, maybe.
No, you won't.
No, you're not.
I'm going to read it because she's telling me, I'm going to read it. It's just not on the plane home. What are you doing? Oh,
what?
I thought you were, I thought you were giving me some code.
No, absolutely not.
Huh?
What is the book?
It's about how to manage the emotions that like a 15-month-old is going. It's exactly what I should read the first chapter of. It's about how to manage like your newborn's emotions and how to like help them cope and like, If Max falls or something, you're not supposed to say, oh, you're okay. You're not supposed to do that. You're supposed to be like, I'm sorry that you fell.
It
sounds
so
whack when I'm saying it. That's why I'm not going to read this nerdy-ass book. I'm going to get hammered instead. Don't tell Laura I said that, any of you.
Okay, I found it. On Pornhub, it's Jermell Johnson, semicolon, hot and heavy. The X Videos one is comedian Jermell Johnson gets hot and heavy.
Okay.
The tags are amateur, chubby.
I'm so I can't believe I haven't come across it yet.
Hey, and the X video one do numbers. Look at that. Hey, I'm getting numbers, huh? That's numbers.
That's all right.
What is it? What's the views?
37K.
Not a lot of thumbs up.
When I took the picture, it was 37K.
37 racks.
Yeah.
Damn, that's sick.
And that's back in the day, though.
Good job.
All right. We're going to take a quick moment to watch Jermell's porn video, and we'll be right back after this short break.
This episode of All Fantasy Everything is brought to you by Policy Genius. Now, something you can really do for your family this spring, something you want to do. Sure, you want to go get in shape. You want to learn how to do the splits. You know, you got to redo the bathroom. One thing you can do, that's all me, by the way. I want to learn how to do the splits. Shopping for life insurance with Policy Genius as part of your financial planning for the year. Getting life insurance just means that you have a peace of mind. So if something's going to happen to you, if it were to happen to you, your family can cover the expenses while getting back on their feet. That's what life insurance is for. And luckily, Policy Genius helps you compare your options from top life insurance companies and their team of licensed experts. They're on hand just to kind of talk you through it. So I have life insurance through no effort of my own. My wife did everything, as she does. But I was sort of on the sidelines of the project. And it was such a hard thing she had to do. She had to go through and compare everything, find all the quotes herself. But it helps me sleep tremendously, especially now that we have a kid. Also, it's a bummer to talk about, but once you get it out of the way, you don't have to talk about it again. And that's where Policy Genius comes in. They make it the easiest and quickest possible situation you could have. Policy Genius has licensed award-winning agents, technology that makes it easy to compare life insurance quotes from America's top insurers. Just a few clicks, you're going to find the lowest price. With Policy Genius, you can find life insurance policies that start at just $292 per year for $1 million of coverage. Some options offer same-day approval and avoid unnecessary medical exams, which, you know, I've always wanted to avoid unnecessary medical exams. Nothing new for your boy. So if that sounds like something you're into, Policy Genius can get it done. They also work for you, not the insurers. That means they don't have some sort of quota they got to meet. They're not hitting like bonus numbers or anything. They just want you to get the best quote possible and the best insurance for you. So they're out for you, not the insurance companies, which I'll let your boy. That's what we're looking for. Save time and money and provide your family with a financial safety net using Policy Genius. Head to policygenius.com or click the link in the description to get your free life insurance quotes and see how much you could save. That's policygenius.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What, Jamel, what will your fourth pick be?
eBay. Yeah.
Fuck you!
eBay.
Bro,
eBay,
I had one more move.
Hey, dude, you're just holding David's head under the water right now. It's so crazy.
Go to bed, David. I got this.
We're seeing David's last air bubbles come up, and Jamel's like, I'm going to hold him down there. Oh, the hood's up.
Oh, oh man.
Whoa!
He went dark Kermit? Yeah. Oh, no. Oh, no, I'm sorry, Doc. I was just playing.
You were my friend, and you looked at my list, and then you did
that. That's a lie he's been telling you for a decade.
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
You looked at my list and pointed at stuff to pick, and then you picked the one good thing.
Yeah,
you know the rest of this shit is ass, man. I'm
so sorry.
Jamel's been keeping his enemies closer forever, and now he's dead.
We went to the mall together yesterday, bro.
That's how you keep an enemy real close. You take him to the mall.
Shout out to all my folks at PG Plaza. Hyattsville stand.
It was a great mall.
Where do we cop these? What is it?
Oh, GT Players?
GT Players. Shout out to GT Players.
Sent Sean and them down to Georgetown. We went to GT Players, got some NBA socks. And
got a Raptors jersey I can't wear, but I got it.
Well, eBay, look, you could buy them shits on eBay right now,
there
too.
It
you
is.
Could
get. Brought it back.
You could
brought
buy
back.
Whatever we got on eBay right
all
now.
Of them.
And an original copy of Marvel vs. Capcom 2.
You could buy this actual shirt on eBay in like an hour.
You could get some Nike ID shoes on there.
You get some Nike ID shoes. You get
that was
a
the
toolbox.
First pick in this whole draft.
That's
you know
right.
that?
Yeah.
You could buy a fucking house. You could buy Mike Tyson's old house.
Dude, they were building a big house in Sioux Falls, big four Sioux Falls. And every time I drove someone by it, I'd always be like, you know, Mike Tyson designed that house. And almost everybody was like, no shit. And I go, of course he didn't.
Yeah, why would he come here?
But I probably got like 30 people with that joke. And I'm like, you idiot. No, Mike Tyson didn't come to Sioux Falls and design the big house in Sioux Falls.
Bro, I've been using eBay since money orders, man. I was mailing money orders to get throwback jerseys, man.
Money orders. That's a pull right there.
Ticross. They still got them.
Yeah, they do.
Really?
Wow,
that's crazy. What's the craziest thing you've all bought on eBay?
I've never purchased anything on eBay.
What?
I didn't know how to do it.
Well, that checks
out. I tried.
Out.
It always got too complicated. Out. And then I was like, wait, am I just giving someone... Like, it's just... Yeah, I buckled every time. I tried to buy some kicks on there.
I bought a crazy COVID. Salacious B. Crumb, like lifelike figurine from Star Wars.
Oh, okay.
The guy who sits on Jabba's lap and goes, yeah, like that guy. Because he really grosses Dana out. And I was... I'll just like show her, I'm like, oh, look at this cute picture of our cat. And it'll be Salacious B. Crumb. And so I bought this figurine. We're gonna hide it in our house. But the box showed up and it was like the most fucked up box. Like the box was wet, you know what I mean? Like, it was... So she opened it, she like, what is this? And then Salacious B. Crumb was in there and then we had to talk.
Was this before or after the wedding?
This was before the wedding. I spent $300 on it.
Yeah. I was gonna ask.
My things that I buy on eBay are not like that odd. It's just jerseys and shoes. But like, I did buy a Sacramento Monarchs warm up.
Yeah.
I see a bucket hat.
Yeah,
I bought
a Pro Bowl bucket hat. People hate the Pro Bowl.
It wasn't just like advertising the Pro Bowl. Was it a year?
2018. 2018, when the Pro Bowl was at its worst.
Dude, you are fucking fantastic.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Everything about you, man. I know I said it earlier.
I bought a fake-ass Caps jersey.
A fake-ass what?
The fake Caps jersey, because you know, y'all know the Caps jersey when they came out with the retro remix, the red one that all of y'all bought immediately and didn't leave no 2Xs for no fucking body. I had to buy a fake one from Canada.
I bought a fake jersey from you out of a suitcase once.
Yeah, that's true. He did. He did.
It was
a
Raptors jersey.
Yeah, it was good.
Didn't
fake Tracy
didn't
McGrady.
Did you come to the crib like, with hella jerseys one time?
For sure.
Yeah. A lot of
times.
Places.
Most times, yeah.
Yeah,
I just,
he came a lot of
I have 15 jerseys in my trunk right now.
I don't think I bought more clothes off of any other person than you.
Which reminds me, I got you a little something. I'll tell you
something. Appreciate it.
You've got us a little something, David. Your fourth, and then your final.
Can't wait.
Don't clap. I don't got it, bro. Do you want to come here? Look at this. Look at this. Look how bad it is.
He's looking a little off. He didn't like what he saw.
The man's not wrong.
Call guest.
You can do whatever you want.
I'm not on Twitter.
Yeah, he can't even false flag like that.
I fucking hate it so much. Man, what apps? It's like the credit card shit. You want me to pick Amex? Yeah, I can fucking pick Amex.
Do you have the Nike ID app?
What? I have fucking Tidal. That's not a website, that's a streamer.
It's an app.
Yeah, but there are websites that have music that were like were before Tidal that you probably used to.
Yeah, like datpiff.com.
Yeah, datpiff and YouTube. I'm not good at this fucking sucks, bro.
I already picked YouTube. I picked YouTube pretty early. Like, why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
First check I ever got in comedy was writing for them. I'm taking E-Bombs World.
Oh!
Hey! But look how happy they get when you do what you do.
I didn't know it was huge like that. I used to write for him.
Yeah. You love E-Bombs, the fucking karate guy with the nunchucks?
Yeah. I made memes. My most popular meme was Michael Cera and Ellen Page, at the time Ellen Page, and it said, "Don't be silly, Juno, I don't use condoms." That was my biggest.
How have you never told me that?
I don't know.
Man. Whoa.
Okay.
Yes!
David's out here moving like Freddie Mercury. Just
all right.
You have to explain that to the people listening. You have to explain how he's moving like Freddie Mercury.
I don't know what happened.
Oh, boy. It do still work. It work? Yeah, it still work.
Much like this draft, this microphone is falling apart.
Your draft.
Much like this draft, ours still work.
Yeah. Got him.
Oh man.
That's a wrap.
I wish you guys had come for the stand-up shows. That's where I really shot.
By the way, a lot of y'all did. Thank you for
that. Yeah, that was really cool.
We appreciate
that.
Seriously. We're okay at it, you know?
Now, David, E-Bomb's World, anything else to say, or shall we proceed to the lightning round?
No, I used to write for him. This is fucking good enough to me. Jesse Fernandez kind of underpaid me, to be quite honest.
Of course you used to write for E-Bomb's World. That actually makes the most sense.
Yeah. It's like,
you'd never been on any websites, but used to write for E-Bomb's World.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. And now the last...
Some of the lightning rounds.
I don't think are even up. You guys remember Homestar Runner?
Yes!
Of course. Those dudes are still getting money, man.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
I used to think I thought Strong Bad was so fun.
What?
Yeah.
What is it?
Come on for hug a wagat.
No crosswords, just the jumbles.
Yeah, y'all know none of this.
I have no idea.
I have a crush on every boy.
Yeah. Nothing?
Yeah, we love boys.
Trogdor.
Burninating the countryside. Burninating the peasants.
I feel like I'm having an out-of-body brain aneurysm. It feels like there's a fucking seizure happening around me. No, I don't know what y'all are talking about. This is Buck.
I don't even know how to explain it.
Neither one of you do, because...
It was cartoons online, dog.
Yeah, it is.
No, that's wild. Dope.
Yeah, it's Homestar Runner.
Glad you had one good pick.
There were little Easter eggs on all the videos. You could, like, click things and sometimes stuff would happen.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I wish my microphone wasn't broken.
I still call people the king of town and stuff, and, like, independent of that, I'm just like...
You go in stuff. Wait, what's happening?
What?
What's going on?
I don't know.
I just don't know what to do with
that. Oh, the microphone.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody stopped, and I was like,
he's
what am I
doing?
He's
out of sorts over here, man.
I gotta get back to Denver.
We gotta get this guy.
You gotta get to Decades, homeboy. Go smash. You gotta go to Decades and smash like you were meant to do.
Oh, my God.
That's not... You can't do inside bits outside. I don't know what you're talking about.
Jamel, your final pick.
Honorable mentions to 23 Is Back. Honorable mention to Big Naturals.
Mm-hmm. That got me through some tough times.
Yeah. That's the later version of the boob site was Big Naturals.
Yeah, yeah. But I'm taking Yahoo.
All right, yeah.
Yahoo.com.
Of course.
People still go there for some reason.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do.
They're directed there.
And come on, man. It's the reason why you hate all your coworkers. You ever heard of fantasy football?
Yeah, yeah.
Yahoo's running the fucking game. You ever did a March Madness bracket?
Yeah.
Yahoo.hitom. Oh, yeah, we'll get him right. Weird.
Keep it going for Will Hancock, everybody.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah.
I can't stop tugging on it. That's why I only had two fucking
websites.
Stop tugging on it.
I just imagine a dad walking in and being like, stop tugging on it. And then just leaves and walks out and he's like, he's going to keep tugging on it.
I was a Yahoo guy for a long time.
Come on.
I stayed loyal. And then I saw Google was winning and they were doing all sorts of other stuff. And
Did you ever Bing?
No, never Bing.
That's nasty.
No, Bing came later, dude.
Yeah, no, me either. I just wanted to be in the conversation.
Disgusting. To Bing? Oh, I binged some restaurants.
Yeah,
sounds
yeah.
like you took a piss on the building.
I have pissed on a building. I pissed on a lot of buildings. For real.
Well, thank you, Sean.
You never pissed on a building?
Nobody.
Sure, yeah.
Say
I
have, that.
Yeah, I've pissed in a building.
A lot of,
not in a toilet either. Pissed
this is building. My recession.
Yeah. Sean Jordan, time for your final pick.
Fox News. No, I'm kidding. Thrasher.com.
That's hilarious.
It's obviously
that's
I was
so
kidding.
Funny.
The
that's
Rasher.
So funny.
Thrasher.com.
This is your first time back here since January 6th, right?
I come back every day.
Yeah.
I fly here every day from Portland, praying to God that we take it back. No, Thrasher.
Oh my God.
Thrasher.com.
Skateboard.
Yeah. I debated between that and the other dope skateboard site, but it's Thrasher has been always the dope brand with skating. It's they're San Francisco, they're just ill. They always have dope shit. Thrasher.
Oh,
it's where you get your skate videos. Thrasher, pay me some money.
Yeah, give it to him. One day, Gwyneth Paltrow decided that the movies weren't for her, and she started a lifestyle brand. Well, she started an email chain with her friends because her taste was so good, right? They were like, Gwyneth, where should I go in Tuscany? Gwyneth, what's the best restaurant in Baltimore? Probably not that one.
Gwyneth Paltrow has definitely been to Hip Hop Chicken and Fish. She's definitely been to Hip Hop Chicken and Fish, actually. For sure.
Excuse me, is this Hip Hop Chicken and Fish? I've been dying to eat here.
And then that email became a website called goop.com, and that's my final pick. No! Goop! Goop fucking rules! If you're sitting out there in judgment of me, go to Goop. Planning a trip to Napa Valley? Go to Goop. It'll tell you all the sweet hotels, fun little clothing stores. You want to buy a ceramic bowl somewhere? Goop's got the fucking hookup. You go to Goop. I'm a Goop guy.
What the fuck is a Gwyneth Paltrow?
I didn't know.
Wait. I didn't think he was going to go that far back. You don't know. You're gonna...
That's why David picked Bang Bus. He's a Goop guy, too.
I will not stop tugging on it.
Stop tugging on it.
Now, that's my final pick. Just to recap really quick.
Let's not. I'd rather we
do. I'm going
to. I think they saw all the picks.
I have to bring up a special guest right now. Give it up for AFE Mel Kiper, everybody. He's
yeah.
at the house.
Yeah.
Oh. Get up
at?
Here.
Where you at?
Get up here.
Oh, my God.
You want to talk about who else? This motherfucker was at Recessions buying drinks last night.
Wowzers.
You are getting here.
Clean.
Now, AFE, welcome to the stage.
Thank you.
Yeah. We're going to recap the draft, and then you're going to give your immediate analysis. So I'm gonna let you recap, if you
All
wouldn't
right.
mind. Yeah.
We had David first with the...
Right into that mic. Right in that microphone.
The NikeID.com yeah. website. Bang Bros, Overstock, E-Bombs World, and Homestar Runner.
Yeah.
Homestar Runner really, really brought up your grade.
For sure.
D+.
D+.
You still make it to the next grade with a D+. Yeah. I'll tell you what, you're still an eighth grader after that. It's all right.
All right, Jamel, Wikipedia, Dat Piff, Worldstar, eBay, and Yahoo. And let me be very clear here, I had never heard of Dat Piff.
Hey, listen, man.
Neither had
yeah.
you.
So, yeah. I, you know, the rule of thumb is if I don't know it, I'm not going to punish you for that. You get that.
Nice.
So really, an A- there.
All right.
Whoa!
I'm gonna fuck on.
You now better hit me with that A+.
This might be a little bit much. The Bing slander hurts you because...
All right, that's fair. I got you.
Because while Bing sucks as a search engine for almost everything, it is the top porn search engine out there.
Stop it. Are you serious?
Oh, this is not a joke. I do not
you
search
knew that.
Porn.
Somebody in the back of the room was like, not porn.
Somebody else knows.
Bing Crosby so kids in the back. All right.
Yeah, the Bing slander is not gonna. You know,
I got
not
you.
Gonna stand on my watch.
Hey, fair enough, man. I'm learning. Every day is a day to learn.
Yes. Yeah. Sean, you got Google Video. I mean YouTube.
you got me.
IMDb, X Videos, and Thrasher. Solid X Videos is definitely not the worst. Any porn site that defaults to a bright white background and not a black background is not what I'm going to be watching. I want to know what I'm doing is bad. I do not want the light of day showing me what is happening.
Don't you give me a bad grade.
You still got a B+.
I am. He loves it. It's gas in that tank when you boo him. I am not happy with you.
That's fine. I'm okay with that. Ian, you went last. We had Pornhub, ESPN, The Onion, Reddit, and Goop. Listen, anybody out there on Twitter, you know that fifth round is when you throw something against the wall. And if you're going to do it, you know, make it Goop. Like, I get that. clean it afterwards, but okay.
Nah, he came in hot today.
David said AFE Halloween name.
Yeah. AFE Mel Sniper.
Yeah. That's an A. That's an A.
Yes.
I thought I had that one. My man.
Thank you, Mel. Hell yeah.
Yes! Yes! Oh my God, Will, get back up.
No, here. We're good.
Kidding.
Ian Kermel, clear winner of the draft.
Did you call yourself Ian Kermel?
Ian Kermel, clear winner of the All Fantasy Everything
Draft.
Y'all hear
that? He goes, Ian Kermel. That's your name, playboy, now.
Now, we're going to do a special mini draft right now. We're going to do a special mini draft. She couldn't make it. She's trapped at the Bolivian consulate. I won't get into it.
We walked. What did we walk by the other day that was Bolivia adjacent?
Oh, the statue of Simon Bolivar.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Bolivia adjacent. Wait, were you lying to me? Is that not there?
No, it's his name. I just pronounced Simon like it's Hebrew. Simon
I'm over
Bolivar.
Here like, yeah, totally. We both know the name for real. Yeah. And that's why we walked by.
We're doing a special mini draft of people who are. What is your podcast? Dope that we're stoked on or dank? People. It's a special draft of speech. People who are dank that we're stoked on, and we're going to invite someone from the crowd to make the first pick in that draft. Brody Duncan, come on up. Come on up.
Which, by the way, Brody Duncan, you sound like a professional athlete.
Sick fucking man.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Brody. My pick for the person who's dank I'm stoked on is my girlfriend, Maddie. Maddie Williams.
Wise choice.
Bring her up!
She's just the best. Sorry, she's the best person in this room. There's no one who can compete. I love her so much. She's the best thing that's ever happened to me. So, and thank you for these guys for letting me come up here and do this. But if you don't mind, I got a question to ask her real quick. Will you marry me?
Did you even get to ask? I didn't hear the words come out.
Yes!
All right.
That was amazing. Mazel tov on the count of three. One, two, three.
Mazel tov.
And now, returning to the stage, AFE Mel Kiper.
Are you guys going to register at Nike ID?
That has been our draft. Congratulations. That's so beautiful. Being married fucking rules. It's awesome.
Yes.
Yeah, we knew yesterday.
We knew before you did.
I didn't know. I'll tell you, I didn't know shit.
Yeah,
those
just
have been our picks.
Sorry, I just told you.
Fuck yeah.
I ain't fucking know.
Those have been our picks. We want to hear yours. Hit us up at All Fantasy Pod on Twitter, allfantasypodcast@gmail.com.
That's a website. I didn't even think about that.
Shout out to everyone on the AFE Patreon. Shout out to everyone on the AFE Shislackity. Shout out to everyone on the AFE subreddit. My pick. Shout out to super producer Mars on the ones and twos. Yeah.
Shout out to St. Sue Carmel. Shout out to Frankie Ocean. Shout out to Sid the Dude. Shout out to Haji Beats. And more important than all of that, tune in again next week to another brand new episode of All Fantasy Everything.
Nike ID is actually pretty
good. No! Shakalakity!
That was a HeadGum Podcast.